1 John chapter 4, verses 13 to 16. Unpacked in the Galatians epistle. Echoes of love. Exploring 1 John 4, verses 13 to 16 in Galatians. Welcome to an in-depth exploration of the profound themes found in 1 John 4 verses 13 to 16 and their resonance throughout the book of Galatians. This presentation will uncover the intricate connections between these two important New Testament texts, focusing on the concepts of abiding in God, the centrality of love, and the witness of the Holy Spirit. As we journey through this analysis, we'll discover how these core themes are not only present in both writings, but are also developed and expanded upon in unique ways. This comparative study will provide valuable insights into the theological richness of early Christian thought and its practical implications for believers. Abiding in God, a mutual indwelling. The concept of abiding in 1 John 4 verses 13 to 16 reflects a deep, ongoing relationship with God. This mutual indwelling is made possible through the Holy Spirit, who testifies to and enables this profound connection. As believers dwell in God through faith and love, God simultaneously dwells in them, creating a unity that transforms the very essence of the believer's identity. In Galatians, Paul echoes this theme, particularly in Galatians 2 verse 20, where he speaks of Christ living in him. This resonates with 1 John's mutual indwelling, as Paul views the believer's life as entirely oriented around Christ's presence. The idea of no longer I who live, but Christ who lives in me beautifully captures the transformative nature of this abiding relationship. 1 John 4 verses 13 to 16 emphasizes mutual indwelling between God and believers, enabled by the Spirit. Galatians 2 verse 20 describes the believer's life as Christ living in them, reflecting a similar concept of indwelling. The centrality of love. In 1 John 4 verses 13 to 16, love is presented as the defining characteristic of God. The statement God is love is both theological, defining God's essence, and ethical, guiding the believer's conduct. This love is not an abstract concept, but an active principle that validates one's relationship with God. Galatians develops this theme further, particularly in Galatians 5 verse 6 and 5:14. Paul emphasizes that faith working through love is what truly matters in Christ Jesus, and that loving one's neighbor fulfills the entire law. This practical outworking of love aligns closely with 1 John's teaching that abiding in love is synonymous with abiding in God. 1. God is love. The foundational concept in 1 John. 2. Faith working through love. Galatians 5 verse 6, love as evidence of faith. 3. Love fulfills the law. Galatians 5 verse 14, practical application of love. The witness of the Spirit. The Holy Spirit plays a crucial role in both 1 John and Galatians. In 1 John 4 verse 13, the Spirit is given as a concrete assurance that believers are in relationship with God. This internal witness confirms faith through transformation and empowerment, aligning with the larger Johannine theme of truth discernment. Paul elaborates on the Spirit's role in Galatians, particularly in chapters 3 and 4. He asserts that the Spirit's presence and power are evidence of God's work in the believer, received through faith rather than adherence to the law. The Spirit's cry of Abba, Father from within believers, Galatians 4 verse 6, further emphasizes the intimate connection between God and His children. 1. Spirit as assurance. 1 John 4 verse 13, the Spirit testifies to our relationship with God. 2. Spirit received by faith. Galatians 3 verses 2 to 5, the Spirit's presence confirms God's work. 3. Spirit of adoption. Galatians 4 verse 6, the Spirit cries, Abba, Father, within us. Faith and abiding, the foundation of relationship. While 1 John emphasizes abiding in God through faith in Jesus as the Son of God, Galatians develops this concept further by highlighting faith as the foundation of righteousness and freedom from the law. Paul's teaching in Galatians 3 verses 2 to 3 distinguishes faith as the means of receiving the Spirit, contrasting this with reliance on the law. This emphasis on faith aligns with 1 John's teaching on abiding, as both texts present faith as the essential component in establishing and maintaining a relationship with God. Galatians 5 verse 25 reinforces the continuous nature of this faith-based abiding, urging believers to walk by the Spirit in alignment with God's transformative work. Faith in Jesus as Son of God. 1 John's emphasis on belief as the basis for abiding in God. Faith as righteousness. Galatians' development of faith as the foundation for right standing with God. Continuous walking by faith. Both texts stress the ongoing nature of faith-based relationship with God. Love and unity in community. Both 1 John and Galatians emphasize that abiding in God and living by the Spirit should manifest in active love within the community. In 1 John, love for others is presented as the visible demonstration of abiding in God. Similarly, Galatians 6 verse 2 urges believers to bear one another's burdens and so fulfill the law of Christ, which is understood as the law of love. Galatians 5 verses 13 to 15 further develops this theme by warning against destructive behaviors that disrupt unity, such as biting and devouring one another. Instead, Paul advocates for love expressed in service, aligning closely with the community-oriented love described in 1 John. This practical expression of love serves as a testament to the transformative power of abiding in God. Love for others. Visible demonstration of abiding in God. Bearing burdens. Fulfilling the law of Christ through mutual support. Unity in service. Expressing love through practical action in the community. The Spirit's guidance and empowerment. The role of the Holy Spirit in guiding and empowering believers is a crucial theme in both 1 John and Galatians. In 1 John, the Spirit is presented as the one who guides believers to discern God's truth and reject falsehood. This aligns with the Spirit's role in Galatians, where Paul emphasizes the Spirit's guidance in contrast to the desires of the flesh. Galatians 5 verses 16 to 18 elaborates on this theme, urging believers to walk by the Spirit and not gratify the desires of the flesh. This walk parallels the abiding relationship described in 1 John, where the Spirit ensures alignment with God's truth and love. The fruit of the Spirit, described in Galatians 5 verses 22 to 23, further illustrates the transformative power of the Spirit in the believer's life. 1. Spirit of truth. 1 John's emphasis on the Spirit's role in discernment. 2. Walking by the Spirit. Galatians focus on the Spirit's guidance in daily life. 3. Fruit of the Spirit. Tangible evidence of the Spirit's transformative work. Synthesis: a holistic view of Christian life. As we conclude our exploration, we see that 1 John 4 verses 13 to 16 in Galatians present complementary perspectives on faith, love, and the Spirit. These texts offer a holistic view of the believer's relationship with God and others, emphasizing the interconnectedness of theological truth and practical living. The themes of abiding in God, the centrality of love, and the witness of the Spirit are not isolated concepts but integral parts of a unified Christian experience. As we apply these teachings, we are called to a life of deep faith, active love, and continual reliance on the Holy Spirit's guidance and empowerment. Faith, the foundation of righteousness and freedom, enabling abiding in God. Love, the essence of God and the primary fruit of the Spirit in believers' lives. Spirit, the assurance of God's presence, empowering and guiding believers. Community, the context where faith and love are expressed and believers experienced.